We're fortunate in this exhibition to have three examples of the work of Peter Sanradam, really one of the most beautiful painters of the church interior, and in fact, the first artist who really specialized in that type of painting. Now, Sanradam moved to Harlem when he was 12 years old, and for the first 8 years of his career as a painter of church interiors, he focused on this one church, the Church of San Bavo, Harlem, which you're looking at. This was the subject of his very first drawing. It was the subject of his first finished painting. So it really formed an important element of his career as an interior painter. If we look at the image of San Bavo, you'll recognize what a large church it was, and certainly that seems to have been in Sanradam's mind as he composed this composition. The first drawing he made of the church is horizontal, very wide, and in fact has extra arches on either side to make the painting. He cropped those off, and by doing so, he gave us this sensation, perhaps his sensation when he was a young boy and first went to Harlem, is how tall this church is, this massive Gothic building. And we look way, way up into the vaults, which he has shown us very narrowly as we look up. So that's a rather unusual image for Sanradam, but it makes a remarkable painting and quite an important document for understanding this artist. The other pictures in the show are more, in some ways, typical of Sanradam. They're these wonderful, meticulous meditations on the relationship of vertical to horizontal and at times angled lines. Sanradam was a meticulous draftsman. He made drawing after drawing, each one identified according to date and place. He had a very clear process. He made his initial drawings, then he made them into more finished compositional studies, and then came back and made them into paintings. This could span a decade or more. Everything was labeled, everything was organized, and I think that mindset comes across clearly in these three very beautiful paintings.